here now with the news in detail is Brian Jenning.
Israel has sought to quash suggestions that a truce in southern Gaza could be announced shortly to enable humanitarian aid to get in and foreign passport holders out. There's been speculation that humanitarian aid will be able to get into Gaza from Egypt later today. Efforts are also underway to evacuate up to 40 Irish citizens from Gaza. The UN is warning that reserves of fuel at Gaza hospitals are only expected to last for another 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has held talks with family members of the more than 150 hostages who are currently held by Hamas in Gaza. From Tel Aviv, our correspondent Paul Cunningham.
The UN says that the lives of thousands of patients will be at risk if fuel doesn't urgently get into Gaza's hospitals, which now only have around a day's supply remaining. The hospitals are trying to cope with the more than 10,000 Palestinians who've been injured in the Israeli airstrikes over the past week. 2,670 people are said to have been killed. Hundreds of tons of humanitarian aid is building up in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula, with US Secretary of State Antony Blinken promising that the Rafah crossing will be opened today in a deal being brokered by the UN, Egypt, Israel and the US. Should that happen, the opening of the border crossing would allow some foreign passport holders to leave Gaza, and the Irish Department of Foreign Affairs is seeking to ensure 40 Irish citizens are among them. Meanwhile, the Israeli Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, has held talks with family members of the more than 150 hostages who are currently being held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The speculation that the reason for the delay in Israel's ground invasion of northern Gaza is related to diplomatic efforts to get the hostages out. Paul Cunningham, RT News, Tel Aviv.
The operator of the national electricity grid has said there is a lower risk of power cuts this winter than last year. However, in its winter outlook published today, Airgrid says there is still a probability that supply won't meet demand, but it hopes to avoid this by managing power use by data centres and the introduction of emergency generation. Our economics correspondent Robert Short.
Recent winters have seen the gap between electricity supply and demand come under strain. As demand from data centres has gone up, older generation plants have broken down and not enough newer plants have been built. Last winter there were no so-called amber alerts, but there was one in June. This coming winter, Airgrid believes the risk of alerts is still there, but the number of hours judged to be under a measure called loss of load expectation has more than halved compared to last winter. The grid operator says the introduction of agreements on mandatory reduction in power usage by large energy users in times of emergency and the gradual introduction of emergency gas and diesel generating capacity has reduced the system's exposure.
In Poland, exit polls for yesterday's general election suggest that the ruling Law and Justice Party won the largest number of seats, but is likely to fall short of a majority. Voter turnout was the highest recorded in a Polish general election since the end of communism in 1989. Our Eastern Europe reporter Liam Nolan.
Poland's opposition is feeling optimistic after yesterday's exit poll. Donald Tusk, leader of the centrist Civic Coalition, told supporters that democracy and Poland had won. The ruling nationalist populist Law and Justice Party may have won as many as 200 seats in the Polish parliament, but that would still leave the party 30 seats short of a majority. Civic Coalition has a greater chance of forming a majority along with left and centre-right parties. The election was a great success for the centre-right Third Way. It may have won as many as 55 seats, and its leadership has previously signalled a willingness to join a broader centrist coalition with Mr. Tusk. Liam Nolan, RT News, Warsaw.
President Michael D. Higgins will address the opening session of the World Food Forum in Rome today at the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization. The speech is part of a five-day trip to Italy, when he will also meet Pope Francis at the Vatican. From Rome, our political reporter Sandra Hurley.
Today marks World Food Day, observed to underline the challenges of food insecurity and hunger. President Michael D. Higgins will deliver remarks to the opening session of the World Food Forum. He is expected to emphasise that in responding to the challenge of food security, we must move past reactive emergency responses and instead tackle the underlying structural causes of hunger. The president will also suggest that we must recognise the links between food insecurity, global poverty, migration, debt and climate change. Sandra Hurley, RTE News, Rome.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From HVO biofuel compatible condensing boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating. Trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
This morning will be mostly cloudy with isolated showers. Sunny spells in many areas this afternoon, but it will stay cloudy in the south with some patchy light rain or drizzle developing in the southwest. Highest temperatures 10 to 13 degrees.